Let us pray. Holy Spirit, come upon us in this moment. Lift us up through Christ to the Father. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. On a rainy day, I stand in front of the teal blue chair, in front of the window, the teal chair with the Navajo blanket thrown on the back, gesturing, waving my four-year-old arms and jabbering away at my three-year-old sister perched on that teal chair with her pink My Little Pony in her lap. And Fawny, I say to my sister, Fawny, if Superman punched Batman, he would hit him and I look out the window through the drizzle of rain at the steel-roofed red building not far away. He'd punch him and Batman would fly over that barn. My sister prances her pink pony across her lap. Yeah, duh, I'm playing ponies. But Fawny, this is important. This is important. And Batman, you know, he would have his yellow belt on with the rope, and he would throw it, and the rope would catch in the tree, and he would swing down. A word would come from the kitchen, my mother's voice. Nevada, come help set the table. Yada, I don't care. My sister's voice, again echoing what my mother is suggesting, that this is not the time for me to be talking. But Fawny, this is important. You need to know how Batman might be able to beat Superman. So he'd swing down and he would grab the kryptonite that he had waiting by the tree and he would throw it at Superman and it would hit Superman in the chest. My mother would come around the corner. Nevada, do you have your ears on? Where are your ears? What? Oh, yeah. I would feel the sides of my head for my ears. Here they are, Mommy. Here they are. Okay, good. But then I'd turn right back to my sister. And then Batman would punch Superman in the nose. My mother would cock her head. Her dark ponytail would sling to the side. Are you sure you have your ears on, Nevada? Come on, let's find your ears. And she would take the four-year-old version of myself around the living room. And we would begin looking for my ears. Are your ears on top of the VHS player? No. Are your ears under the couch? No. Are your ears behind the blue chair? Yep, there they are. Okay, we found your ears. Now put them on. Okay, my mother would laugh. Now it's time to listen to Mommy. Come on, let's go set the table. So often in our lives, sisters and brothers, we jabber away in the living room without our ears on. Maybe we're telling a story about Superman and Batman. And then I told that guy, do you know who you're messing with? Maybe we're busy offering a little bit of bossing. Now, Marcus, this is how you ought to live your life. This is what you need to do. Or maybe it's the high-pitched warble of the jabbering, just about to roar into a fight. But Uncle Will gave me the pickup truck. We're so busy talking, we don't have our ears on. We can't hear our sister, and we can't hear our parents. And so in our epistle reading this morning, God calls out with a word from the heavenly kitchen. St. James writes, "Of his own will the Father brought us forth by the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures." St. James says that God has spoken to us by His creative word. His creative word, the word through which we were even birthed, brought into being. God speaks. And yet, we don't have our ears on. The Father of lights gives us all good gifts, says St. James, especially this word, Jesus the Christ. He speaks all of who He is, but we don't have our ears on. We can't hear. We're too busy jabbering in front of the teal chair as our sister leans back against the Navajo blanket. Too busy jabbering. Some of it bad, but much of it good and true. But without our ears on, our words become dangerous, disconnected from the true word, the true talk, Jesus talk, impersonal, without God's relationship. We speak the right word at the wrong time, or the wrong word at the right time, or what have you. We don't hear our sister. Yada, I'm playing ponies right now. This doesn't apply to my life. We don't hear our father call from the kitchen. Come help set the table. I've got something else for you to do. We don't have our ears on. We're too busy trying to control life with our words to listen to God's word to us in Christ. We're too busy giving advice. We're too busy shouting at the pagan world around us when it acts pagan. We're too busy spinning yarns about our own heroic self-sacrifices, our own jaw-dropping actions. We don't have our ears on. But this morning, through St. James, God comes around the corner by His Spirit. He draws our attention back to what He is saying, His word, Christ Jesus. He taps us on the shoulder. Do you have your ears on? Where are your ears? Let's find them. St. James writes, "Know this, beloved brethren, let every person be quick to hear and slow to speak." We stop talking. Oh, yeah. We fill the sides of our heads. Here they are. Here our ears are. We turn back to whatever it is we are saying. God cocks His head. Are you sure you have your ears on? You sure you found them? Let's go look for your ears. And He begins to take us around the room looking for our ears. Are they on top of the VHS player? No. Are they under the couch? No. Are they behind the teal chair? Yes. All right, put your ears on. You got them on? The Father of Lights laughs. Now listen to me. Listen. Hear, O Israel. Listen, O Israel. The Lord our God is one, and you shall love. Love your God and your neighbor as yourself. Hear. Let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. For the anger of man does not work the righteousness of God. Therefore, put away all filthiness and rank growth of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word which is able to save your souls. With our ears finally on, God speaks Jesus Christ to us. He speaks His word. The word we have been so busy ignoring with our own words. He speaks Jesus, the pure word, the pure law, who is able to save our souls. Where are you jabbering in your life? Where are you standing in front of the window as the rain drizzles outside, talking away to someone else? Where do you need to stop and listen? Where do you need to put your ears on? Where do you need to stop and focus on your own sins? Your own anger, your own, as James says, filthiness, your own wickedness, instead of lecturing other people. Where do we need to put our ears on? And this morning, God takes you and me around the living room, and He helps us find our ears. Sisters and brothers, let us be quick to hear, slow to speak. Not only do we need our ears on to hear our brothers and sisters, I don't care, this doesn't apply to me. But we also need our ears on to listen to God. Receive with meekness, says St. James, humility, the implanted word which is able to save your souls. So let us be humble, sisters and brothers, listening to each other, but especially listening to God as He speaks Jesus Christ to us, the Word made flesh. Listen. Listen through the words of sacred scripture read each day, but especially sacred scripture read here in worship. Listen through the preached word. Listen through the visible word there at the altar, the bread and the wine. Listen in your daily prayers. God is taking you by the hand this morning and taking me by the hand this morning. Because, by the way, priests have a really hard time listening. I don't know how many priests I see online doing a whole lot of jabbering in front of the window. God is taking us by the hand, around the room, and helping us find our ears. So let us be quick to hear and slow to speak, so that we might hear the true word, Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.